AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. NASA's Artemis II mission has blasted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. Jennifer King has a report.
3, 2, 1, booster ignition, and liftoff. The crew of Artemis II now bound for the moon.
The Artemis II moon rocket blasted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, carrying four astronauts who will loop around the moon in the first manned lunar mission in 53 years. 5 minutes in, Commander Reid Wiseman saw the team's target.
We have a beautiful moonrise. We're headed right at it.
On board with him are pilot Victor Glover, Christina Cook, and Canada's Jeremy Hansen. They'll set a new record for the farthest humans have ever traveled from Earth. NASA had to resolve an issue with commands not getting through to the rocket's flight termination system, and the countdown was paused briefly to troubleshoot an issue with the battery, but ultimately it didn't prevent the launch. They're now in orbit around the Earth for the first part of the trip and will practice manually steering the Orion capsule, just in case the pilots need to take control. I'm Jennifer King.
The Supreme Court heard arguments over President Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship today and seemed poised to reject them. The president attended the first hour. And at this hour, he's to deliver his first address to the nation about the war with Iran. And Sagar Magani reports the top Republicans in Congress say they've found a path to end the Homeland Security shutdown.
Mike Johnson and John Thune say in coming days, House and Senate Republicans will follow through on President Trump's directive to fully fund DHS. The joint statement shows at least for now the two leaders are on the same page after Johnson's House last week rejected a funding bill Thune's Senate approved.
This gambit that was done last night is a joke.
They now plan to use two parallel tracks. Neither is guaranteed to work, given likely opposition from both Democrats and some in the GOP. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. YouTube is being criticized for serving up AI slop to children. Donna Warder has the story.
More than 200 organizations, including the American Federation of Teachers, as well as individual experts, have sent a letter to the CEOs of YouTube and its parent company, Google, expressing serious concern about AI-generated videos on both YouTube and YouTube Kids. They say low-quality artificial intelligence-generated videos, what they call AI slop, can distort a child's sense of reality. The groups are asking YouTube to clearly label all AI-generated content and to ban it on YouTube Kids. They'd also like YouTube to not recommend any AI-generated videos to anyone under 18 and to give parents the option to turn off AI-generated content. I'm Donna Warder.
More stories and the latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.